Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and worship and praise and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, all of the things that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God with, and we will be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. Trust everyone has had an opportunity to get all of their study tools, Bibles, and notebooks, and pens, and paper. This is a very special broadcast today because we have a very special guest that will be with us on today. My mother, Minister Ruth Ellis, will be joining us in the studio today. Mommy, are you there?
Oh, this is such a pleasure. This, God bless you, sweetheart.
Welcome, Mommy.
I am so excited. I am so excited to be on the Little Ones program.
Oh, to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for inviting me.
God bless you, Mommy. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Truly, truly.
It is.
Yes, He is. He is wonderful. And truly, I count it an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be able to fellowship with you, Mommy. It is so special to be able to have you on the broadcast with me on this day. We will be talking about thankfulness in light of the past holiday of Thanksgiving that we had, you know, this past week. And we're going to kind of be dealing with that subject, and it really should be a lifestyle. You know, it should be a lifestyle.
It should be a lifestyle.
Yes.
That is my goal, sweetheart, for 2022 is Thanksgiving, giving God thanks every single day, 24/7, around the clock. That
yes.
is my goal and my focus for 2022, to be thankful, to be gracious unto him, to bless him, to bless his name. Oh, you hit
Amen.
The nail on the
Amen.
Head.
And well,
go
you
ahead.
Know, we're going to have a word of prayer in a little bit, and then we're going to get right into our study. But the challenge should
yes.
be for everyone in 2022
yes.
to
yes.
live a lifestyle of thankfulness all year.
All year.
In no matter what is going on around us.
That's right.
We must focus on what God has done for us and
oh.
what he is doing for us.
And what he's
get
going
our
to do.
Minds, yes, and what he is going to do, absolutely, and get our yes. minds off of what is the focus of the circumstance at the moment and focus on what God is doing.
Yes.
And be thankful for that. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Mommy, would you do the honors?
Praise God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what a wonder you are. You for life. We thank you for the privilege of life. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. And we have great expectation. We have great expectation for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Bless our radio audience today. Oh, God, both near and far, in this country and in all the countries that may hear our voice, and the homes, and anyone who is listening in, dear God, bless them. Give them the joy and the peace and the love to let them know how much you love them. Father, we thank you. Dear Jesus, thank you for your precious blood. And sweet Holy Spirit, ooh, honor you. And we thank you for leading us and guiding us and blessing us, ooh, glory to God, all throughout this year. No matter what has happened, no matter what has gone on, you have taken us through. And so, Father, we thank you, and we thank you for this broadcast today. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it please be acceptable in your sight. Dear Lord, you are our strength, woo, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Ooh.
Amen and amen.
Ooh.
That is awesome. Truly the Lord is in this place. Truly the Lord is in this place. Our scripture text of our lesson today is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I posted verses 15 through 18, but I'm going to go through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 18. We're going to start
right.
at verse 12. And it says, "Now also we beseech you, brethren," and I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of us can follow along in our translations, as we always do when we get together and study. "Now also we beseech you, brethren, get to know those who labor among you. Recognize
mm-hmm.
them for what they are. Acknowledge and appreciate and respect them all, your leaders
yes.
who are over you in the Lord, and those who warn and kindly reprove and exhort you." Verse 13
wow.
says, "And hold them in very high and most affectionate esteem, in intelligent and sympathetic appreciation for their work. Be at peace among yourselves. Verse 14 says, and we earnestly beseech you, brethren, admonish, warn, and seriously advise those who are out of line, the loafers, the disorderly, and the unruly. Encourage. It says encourage the timid. Encourage the timid and encourage the faint-hearted. And help and give your support to the weak souls. And be very patient with everybody. Always keeping your temper. That right there, when it says be very patient with everybody, always keeping your temper, you know, a person who is thankful all the time is able to do that quite easily.
That's right.
Thankful person is able to be very patient. And help and give support and encourage everybody. Always keeping their temper. Because they are thankful to the Lord for what they have and who is in front of them.
That's right.
For the opportunity to minister to them. For the opportunity to do a work for the Lord.
That's right.
They are, it is easy and sweatless for a grateful, thankful person from the heart to be very patient with everybody. Always keeping their temper. Verse 15 says, see that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim show kindness. Always aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody. Isn't that something a thankful person is able to do, Mommy?
You know what, sweetheart? There's no way when a person is truly, truly, truly in love with Jesus and have the love of God in their heart. You cannot be angry and ugly without disposition and talk about loving God at the same time. You can't do it. You got to let go of the things of this. In fact, the scripture tells us don't be in love with the world. Do not love the world nor the things that are in the world. And so what we want to do is love people. And like you said, how can you do evil for evil, exemplify the Lord? Because he is love. God is love.
Exactly.
Now, there is a scripture that says, if it be possible to live peaceably with that, you know, so we know that people are not, in fact, it's not the person. It's the enemy or the spirit behind that situation.
Absolutely, that because the scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Amen. It's that spirit behind that person that causes all of this anger and upsetment and just vile and ugly in their ways. And so we need to pray for them. And then we need to be thankful. God, one of my prayers has been and is being, Lord, as I get older, let me get sweeter. You know, we sing that song, Every Day with Jesus.
It's sweeter than the day before. And I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
That's it.
And, oh, what and a love between my Lord and I.
Our Lord and I. Yes. Absolutely. There's no way you can be ugly with your disposition, ugly with your attitude, wake up ugly, go to bed ugly, got frowns on your face, and talking about I love Jesus. Come on now.
But see,
we need to go back to the altar.
Yes, we do need to go back to the altar. I'm glad you said that. But the cure for that is a thankful heart.
A thankful heart.
Because when you are continually thankful.
Thankful. Come on.
And you are, first of all, being thankful puts your focus on Almighty God.
On the right thing.
On
keeping
the right,
keeping
the main
him.
Thing,
Come
the
on.
Main thing.
Oh, see, I'm trying to behave myself on your. I don't want to. Because see, I'll start praising him. So I'm trying to.
Help
when
yourself.
You
it's all right. It's all right.
Thankful and being grateful and being appreciative. Ooh.
Yes.
My goodness, that's
and
the
see,
way we
when
minister.
Yes, but when
the
you're
Lord.
when you're thankful,
come on,
your heart is humble.
That's
when
it.
When you're thankful,
that's it.
You are in a place of submission,
humility, yes.
Brokenness,
yes.
Because you realize. That what you have was not gotten by your own strength.
Come on now.
What
you just said.
You realize what you have has not been gotten on your own.
And it's
you
not
realize
all about you.
What you have
come on.
Is a privilege and
it
an honor.
A privilege.
You realize that what you have is a right, but yet not really. Because
uh-huh.
God didn't have to do it.
He
but
didn't
he did.
Have to do it. Renee,
and he did
I'm
it
telling
because
you.
Because he loved us.
Yes.
And when you are thankful, your focus is on the love
on
of
him.
God.
It's on him.
And it's not on your problem. It's not
mm-hmm.
on the circumstance. It's
mm-hmm.
not on the way people act toward you or the way
That's
you
right.
you are careful.
You're careful
when you are thankful.
Yes.
And
yes.
it is easy and becomes sweatless to be able to show kindness, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 15 says, to show kindness and seek to do good. To one another
yes.
and to everybody.
Yeah.
And then a thankful heart will also, in verse 16, it'll say, it says, be happy in your faith.
That's right.
And
rejoice always.
And be glad-hearted continually always.
Lord,
a thankful
do you
heart
remember,
will do that.
That's right. Do you remember that we read over in, I believe it was Deuteronomy, or was it Exodus, that says that the Lord said, because you didn't serve me with gladness
mm-hmm.
and the abundance of heart, the things that I gave you and the
mm-hmm.
things that I did, because you didn't serve me with joy
mm-hmm.
and you didn't serve me with gladness
mm-hmm.
and you didn't appreciate what I did for you,
mm-hmm.
he said, I'm going to turn you I'm going to allow the enemy
yeah.
to come in.
Yeah.
And I do not want that in my life.
I don't want that either. But this is what we as the body of Christ really need to really focus on. Because a thankful person, when you are thankful, you have joy. Not
That's
happiness.
Right.
You have joy.
Yes. Yes.
When you are thankful
you know
and grateful, you have strength.
Yes.
You are in humility. You
That's
are
right.
in a state of, Lord, thank you. I'm
yes.
so grateful. you know, I'm walking. You know, yes. I'm talking. I can swallow. I have my family. I have my parents. I have my children. I have a job. I have my home. I have clothes on my back. I have shoes on my feet. I have food on my table. I have, you know, the things that you have given to me.
Ooh.
You're recognizing the one who has given it to you.
All of that.
And you are putting yourself, you're in a state of submission.
Yes.
And humility. Yes.
And humility. That scripture
and
that I was talking
you are in
about.
A happy, joyful state.
And you know what? That scripture that I was talking about, it's found in Deuteronomy 28, 47, and 48. And I encourage the listeners to read that because it is so important to God to praise him and be thankful and be joyful. And you, the other word that I wanted to piggyback on is when you said happy, temporary. Happy is a temporary word that the world uses. If I don't get what I want, then I'm not happy. But joyfulness is spiritual. It is a spiritual word, and it is an everlasting word. It's from above, and it's permanent. It goes on and on. I can be joyful even in the midst of sorrow.
Yes.
I can be
and
thankful
if,
to God.
Yes, and if I may, I will even take it further. The Holy Spirit would even have me take it further and say happy is a byproduct of joy.
Okay.
Because when you have joy, it produces happiness.
It does.
Joy is the main thing.
That's the main
that is
thing.
A
That's
spiritual,
the spiritual.
That is a spiritual deposit.
A fruit.
A fruit.
The fruit.
Exactly.
Of the spirit. The
yes.
fruit of the spirit. It is. There is no law against all the joy, all the joy, all the joy. Now, on that side of joy, fine. Amen. It is without law. It is.
Yes.
It continues. But
yes.
there are some people in dealing with the word of happy is, okay, Christmas is coming. If you don't give me what I want,
I'm not going to be happy.
I'm not going to be happy.
Right.
And
in other words, they're saying I'm not going to be content.
I'm not going to be content. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that is so good, baby. That is so good.
Yeah.
Rejoice always.
Yes. It says be happy in your faith. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted
happy.
Continually always. A thankful person. When you're in thankful mode,
yes,
it's easy for you to be happy in your faith. You can just sit
yes.
back and think about that right there. Be happy
yes.
in your faith. What is
be
my
happy
faith?
In your
Who
faith.
Is
That's
my
right.
faith?
That's right.
Who is my faith?
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank what? God for Jesus. What did he do? Salvation.
Save me. Oh, God. He
be happy
me.
In your faith.
Ooh.
That's something to be thankful about.
Oh,
salvation.
You got that. Ooh, yeah.
The opportunity to be able to fellowship and have an intimate, one-on-one, personal relationship with Almighty God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is
that
wonderful.
That right there.
No
you
one should ever wake
thankful.
Up. They should never wake up talking about what's so good about it. What's good morning. What's so good about it? Oh, never, ever let those words come out of your mouth. Can I tell you just a couple of things that I
yes,
I,
please.
I,
yes.
I passed up on talking
yes.
about thankfulness. Thankfulness to God and being thankful helps to slow down the aging process.
Mm.
Being thankful to God puts the brakes on stress.
Mm.
It puts the brakes on stress, being thankful, being grateful, and being appreciative of life.
Mm-hmm.
It also, being thankful, prolongs our health, prolongs our healing. When we go through different surgeries and different things that we go through, it speeds up that healing process.
Mm.
Being thankful helps us to be whole. Whole
I believe it.
Spirit,
mm-hmm.
in our soul, and in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Being thankful also helps to lower blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it that we have to do is when stress comes, when pressure, this life that people are canceling you and saying you don't matter and you this and that and the other, when those pressures of life comes in and knocks on your door, do not open that door. Do not let them, do not let these words of the world system, don't let them come in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, open that door up and we will come in. The Godhead bodily will come in. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will come in and eat with us and sleep with us. We even have to cover ourselves when we go to sleep at night. And, you know, we will not have no horror dreams and no crazy stuff going on. Being thankful does these things.
Yes.
And one more thing that I want to share with you. As I was looking through the scripture this morning, you know, we always said when the Lord speaks something once, pay attention to it. But when he speaks to you two and three times about that same thing, we better really,
really pay
attention.
Yes.
So as I was going through the scriptures this morning about being thankful, there are 111 scriptures in the area of thankfulness, like being thankful, thankfulness, thanking, thanksgiving, thankworthiness, all of these things, 111 scriptures regarding being thankful or thankful in some way or thanksgiving or so on and so forth. Would you say that is important?
I would say thanksgiving and being thankful is very important. You know, when we are thankful, it brings peace.
Absolutely.
That's why I believe that being thankful slows down the aging process.
Yes.
Being thankful and grateful stops stress.
Yes.
Being thankful and grateful speeds up the healing process. I believe that is correct because of the simple fact that when we are thankful, we have cast our cares upon Jesus.
Upon Jesus.
Just like it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, casting the whole of your care.
All your cares.
All of your anxieties. All of your worries. All of your concerns. Once and for all on him.
That's it.
On
that's
Jesus
it.
The Christ. For he cares for you affectionately.
Oh, my goodness.
And cares about you watchfully.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
He cares for you affectionately,
affectionately.
And cares about you watchfully. This is why thankfulness is so important.
It is so important.
Because
it's
when
our life
you are, yes, it is our lifeline. When you are thankful to God, you give him your worry. You give him your cares. You give him your anxieties.
Yes.
And
I
it says
you
give them to him once and for all. That means you don't
praise
pick
God.
Them back up again.
Don't pick it up to go back and get it.
And then you thank him for taking them. You thank him for answered prayer. You thank him for the answer. You thank him. And you go into the scriptures and you speak his word, but you thank him. And that thankfulness brings your heart peace. Because you are in a place where you are saying, Lord, I love you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I know you're going to take care of this. I trust you.
Yes.
I trust you. I love you. And I know you love me. And I know, like 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, you care for me affectionately.
Isn't that beautiful?
And you care about me watchfully.
Yes, he does.
Which means you know exactly what I'm going through. You know exactly how I feel. You know exactly where I am.
Up close and personal. Oh, I remember that scripture you gave to me a few days ago.
Yes.
And I tell you, up front and very personal, God is, he is so wonderful to us.
Yes.
And this is why this is going to be my focus. You know, I know that I'm on your program, but, you know, the Lord gave me that perfect peace. And if we did that 21 day again, that perfect peace, it ended today. But I'm going to go back through it again until, you know, as you were saying about these ways that thankfulness would leave us, when we do a self-check and we find out that we picked up and went back and picked all the cares up and went back out there fishing and
we're worried.
We need to go back
and cast them on him and focus on thankfulness.
And let a man, let
thank
a woman
him,
be.
Thank
that's
him
it.
For
be
the
thankful.
Answer.
Amen. Amen. And examine ourselves.
Yes.
Because if we're in a tizzy, we're all, you know, we're not in perfect peace. Because we're not thanking him. You know, the scripture says, in all things to
give
thanks,
thanks,
for this is the will of God.
And that's the scripture that I'm getting ready to read. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And see,
go
as
right
we
on.
Had left off, you know, a thankful heart, as it says in verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. A thankful heart can do that. And then it says, be unceasing in prayer.
Yes.
A thankful heart is being in prayer.
All the time.
All the time, because you're in constant communication with God, and you're constantly telling him, Lord,
in
I thank
spirit,
you, Lord,
yes,
and your
absolutely.
Spirit is just rejoicing. Your spirit is just thanking. Your spirit is communing with him. Your spirit is just talking to him, and he's talking to you, and you're talking to him, and he's talking to you, and you're talking to him, and he's talking to you. It's a continual conversation. It's a continual conversation. It's just like breathing.
Pray without ceasing.
It's just
inhale,
like breathing.
Inhale him. Inhale.
And exhale him.
And exhale.
Inhale him. And he's talking to you. And then exhale.
Come on. Get rid of anything that's not like him.
Come
get
on.
Rid of, exhale it. Get rid of it. Don't
exhale
let it
everything
don't
that's
let it
not
come
him.
In your door. Woo! Glory
that's
to
it.
God.
It says, be
in
unceasing
everything.
In prayer. praying perseveringly. And then verse 18 says, thank God in
everything.
Thank him
we don't thank
in
him
everything,
bad,
no matter what
it.
The circumstances may
Come
be.
On.
So it doesn't matter what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
And what may be going on around you may be something. I mean, you may be in a place where you're saying, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't
mm-hmm.
I don't understand what's going on right now. I
mm-hmm.
you know what? I don't see my way through right now.
Yes.
I can't see my pathway. I don't know the next step to take, but Lord, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you that you're going to make clear my path. I thank you that you're going to direct my steps. I thank you that you're going to give me the answer. Him. Believe what you say. Lord, I thank you that I trust you. I thank you that I'm going to have the answer. I thank you that when you are in a place of thankfulness, you don't have time to acknowledge the circumstances around you.
Yes.
Because your whole focal point
is on him.
Is acknowledging God.
Yes.
In
and
everything
that he
you
is
do.
With us. You're
and that
not
he is
alone.
With you.
Ooh.
You're not alone.
Ooh.
He's not just
no matter what it
up
looks like.
In heaven. He's next to you. He's in you. He's around
he's in
you.
Us.
He's on
yes.
you. He's
yes.
with you.
Let him flow. Ooh. Glory to God. Honey, I know you watching things, but this is good.
Amen. I agree. This is really good. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the fellowship, mommy. Verse 18 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks.
Yes.
He says, be thankful and give thanks. For being thankful and giving thanks and thanking God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be, is the will of God for you.
That's God's will for us.
Who
Amen
are in Christ
that.
Jesus.
Oh, I love
the
it.
Revealer and the mediator of
Ooh.
That will.
Ooh. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Oh, my goodness. Darling, I don't know how close we are to the time, but I tell you, this has been such a pleasure for me to interact and be with the little one today. I thank you so much.
Oh,
I thank God so much for being
God
a guest.
I thank God for you, mommy. I thank God
this
for you.
This is beautiful.
Yes, this is to God be all the glory. You know, this whole message today, this whole broadcast, the Holy Spirit keeps singing this song to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so simple and yet so profound.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is
For
the will,
this
of,
is God.
The will of God. In everything,
in everything
give, thanks.
Give thanks.
For this is
For
the, will,
this
of
is the
God.
Will of God. In Christ
Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity that you have given unto us, Lord, to just open your word and sit at your feet and just allow you to just teach and bring to our remembrance the things that you will have us to meditate on and focus on and just the little things, Lord, to just be thankful for the little things and not just take the little things for granted. But Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us about being thankful and how important it is for us to be thankful and how being thankful is health to our bones and to our spirit and health to our soul and health to our mind and just health to our overall being and how it makes us whole, Father. Lord, we thank you
for
this
so
moment.
Much. Mm, mm.
We thank you for life.
Ooh,
we thank you for
God.
Your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, who you are in our lives, Father. And Lord, make yourself even more real to us than what we already know you as.
Yes.
Take us deeper. Take us higher. In you, Lord, for we crave and we long and we hunger and we thirst and we depend and lean on and trust in and thank you on this day.
Thank you,
in
God.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Wow, this has been a pleasure, Mommy. Thank you so much for joining me on today. And I look forward to joining, for everyone to join us on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month when we have the All About Jesus broadcast. But in the meantime, this is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying, may the Lord continue to bless us, and may the Lord continue to keep us, and may the Lord continue to make his face to shine beautifully upon us, and may the Lord continue to be gracious unto us, and may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us as he looks upon us so lovingly, so watchfully, so affectionately, so beautifully, so tenderly. And may the Lord give us his peace, himself, his joy, his peace, his love, his long suffering, himself, the fullness of him that filleth us all in all.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mommy, for joining us on today.
Oh, what
God bless
a
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless Radio Land.